The hackers will get you. A rapid deployment force of U.S. hackers has descended on al-Qaeda in Yemen with some success, reported by Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who made a statement last night during an event in Florida. A State Department hacker team got into some al-Qaeda websites and took down images of congratulations for the deaths of Americans and replaced those images with advertisements that noted the deaths of Muslim civilians in al-Qaeda terror attacks. Frontline producer Jamie Doran recently returned from Yemen. He's working on a new film for our co-producer WGBH. His Frontline film, Al-Qaeda in Yemen, airs next Tuesday. Jamie, welcome to the program.
Good morning, John.
What did you observe in Yemen as to the vitality of these website propaganda operations insofar as you had any access to them?
Well, you know, there's a constant kind of web war going on between the various groups. I have to say, I think there'll be a few people at the State Department who are not terribly happy with Mrs. Clinton this morning. I'm trying to work out where the gain is. She's given the game away. You know that very often these things are carried out by the Pentagon's U.S. Cyber Command, and they tend to stay very quiet about such matters. But in this case, Ms. Clinton going public will, you know, in many ways, the tribes themselves, who are the main target here, are going to feel manipulated not just by al-Qaeda, but also by the U.S., and that means that both become an enemy. But I have to say one final thing at least, or one other thing, and that is that at least it's clear that she recognizes the importance of the tribes in Yemen. You know, the entire Yemeni army, even if it was united, which it isn't, can never defeat al-Qaeda. The United States, no matter how many drones it fires or technical experts it puts on the ground out there, can never defeat al-Qaeda. Only the tribes can defeat al-Qaeda, and the U.S. needs to ensure that it doesn't alienate them.
And when you say the tribes here, are you saying that these are tribal affiliates with al-Qaeda who the State Department and Cyber Command is attempting to pry away from al-Qaeda? Or are these tribes in a literal support network with the U.S. forces in Yemen, as far as you can tell?
No, you're spot on with the former. They're very much trying to put a kind of wedge between the tribes and al-Qaeda. This is very, very important, especially in the south. This is where al-Qaeda has set up its own emirate. And it's been able to do that with the support of the tribes. But everyone knows if the tribes choose to turn against al-Qaeda, then al-Qaeda is finished. I mean, as I say, you fire as many drones as you like, it will make little difference. It may cut off a few heads, but that's all that's going to happen. We have an incident which is fascinating in the film on Tuesday, coming up on Tuesday, where there's a huge army base with Yemeni soldiers. Al-Qaeda attacked the town and the army base. The soldiers refused to come out, so the tribes ran to the base and took weapons and ammunition and everything, then went and fought al-Qaeda themselves and pushed them back and out of the region. That's how powerful they are.
Would you say, before we go, that Mrs. Clinton's disclosure of this might set back an overall larger operation in dealing with the tribes by being so forthcoming?
I think it's a foolish mistake. I just cannot see the gain whatsoever. I think maybe this morning she'll be regretting her words.
All right. Jamie Doran is a frontline producer who is working on a new film, Al-Qaeda in Yemen, for our partner WGBH. The frontline film, Al-Qaeda in Yemen, airs next Tuesday. Jamie, thanks so much.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.